you guys are aware, but we have a heated competition going on right now. We have two birthing persons battling it out for the elite crown of huge embarrassing failure. In the right corner, we have a fierce competitor who remains undefeated. This male identifier has held the title of huge embarrassing failure for 42 years. He was named Bamani at birth. When translated from Woken to English, the name Bamani equates to failure. Ladies and gentlemen, Bamani Bobo Jones. And in this corner, we have the underdog trying to take his crown. Doctors and biologists have been unable to confirm gender. This woman turned her diagnosis of OMB into a multi-million dollar media career. Rakes and shovels, the one, the only, Jemele Hill. You know, before we get into analyzing this epic battle of failure, I need to do something I haven't done in a while. Patreon link's in the description below. You want to support the channel financially, head on over to Patreon and sign up. You can also donate to the channel through Super Thanks here on YouTube. The Super Thanks button, I think it's located close or right next to the like button. I don't like doing this, which is why I don't ever do it. I don't like asking for money. It's been a tough week here on YouTube. You guys might have noticed that views on about half the videos uploaded this week were dramatically down. The reason for that, each one of those videos were demonetized by the automated check system. Now, they were all approved through manual review 12, 18, 24, 36 hours later. But at that point, I mean, the peak upload time was already passed. Getting that yellow demonetization icon, that's like the kiss of death for a content creator. It eliminates all your revenue for that particular video. It also causes the algorithm to not promote the video. Now, this seems to happen about, I don't know, every 3 or so months. For about a week, the automated system, it'll seemingly clamp down out of nowhere. This is not some conspiracy or shadow ban against this channel. It happens to everyone. I'm still allowed to self-check, a privilege that a lot of channels don't have, so I'm not complaining here. It's just the reality of the situation right now. Hopefully, this will all get sorted out and everything will be back to normal next week. Let's go ahead and get into this. The other day, we all made the harrowing expedition inside the toxic, polluted mind of Jemele Hill. Now, I know many of you guys are still suffering from PTSD over that experience, and I apologize in advance for putting you through this again. But today, we must make another trip inside the mind of Smelly Jemele. So grab your hazmat suit, grab your Fauci face protector, grab your woke Bible to protect you from all the normal people who are going to try to stop us from entering Sodom and Gomorrah. Are you ready? Here we go. We are now seeing the world through the eyes of a shitfuck. We believe we are a highly respected public figure. One simple tweet from this mind encourages lonely men to grab the hand lotion. We view ourselves as a victim, even a martyr. We took one for the team. We had a high-profile job at ESPN. We were making good money. We risked that 7-figure paycheck because we could not control our symptoms of OMB, Orange Man Bad. After ESPN cut off our woke welfare, we leveraged our victim status to ink a deal with Spotify. We launched a podcast that no one listens to, but we pretend they do. We're often invited on MSNBC to pollute the airwaves with the toxicity that comes out of our facial orifice. Amidst all the racial division in the country, which we are 100% responsible for, we came up with a brilliant strategy to unite everybody. We knew exactly what America needed. We are going to write a memoir, an autobiography. We're going to give people an in-depth look into the formation of a grade-A shitfuck. We will explain the struggles of our childhood, growing up in a home with a loving mother who played Monopoly with us every Friday night. We detail the struggles as we rose through the mainstream media, how we were not given the same opportunities as the evil white man. No, 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 no. At 29 years old, we were not given the opportunity to cover the Olympics. We weren't given the chance to cover the NBA playoffs, except that we were. At 31 years old, we went through the traumatic experience of starting our career at ESPN. Oh, this was so scary, sharing the same oxygen with people who apologize for their white privilege, grilling woke wieners next to Stephen A. Smith, collecting 7 figures in woke welfare to promote mythical racism. This experience, it was so traumatizing for us. We worked hard. We busted our ass to produce 256 pages of shitfuckery. We highlight white supremacy. We highlight the battles we fought through mythical racism. Back in June, we were finally ready to announce the release date for our table proper. Now, you gotta remember, we have built our mainstream media career denouncing the evil white man. With that being the case, how are we going to announce the release date of the world's most expensive toilet paper? Perhaps we emulate and dress like Louis Farrakhan. Maybe we produce a skit where we're pretending to be Oprah. Or, I mean, what about this? We get LeBron James to endorse our proper. LeBron never says no to free camera time. We titled our book Uphill. We could get LeBron to promote it. Hello, fans. It's me, LeBron the G. What will you be doing October 25th? I know what I'll be doing. I'll be heading to Barnes & Noble to buy my boy's new book titled Molehill by Smelly Jamelli. There are so many leaders in our community of shitfucks that we could emulate. Who does Jamel Hill decide to emulate? Who does she pretend to be to promote this book? Rick fucking Flair, which is an odd choice for numerous reasons. Rick Flair's like, I don't know, a 1,000-time world champion. His career in wrestling lasted 5 decades. Rick Flair's an icon. He's a legend. Jamel Hill, legend in her own mind. Pretending to be Rick Flair was just the start of this book promotion. For the last couple of months, Jamel Hill's been a guest on every platform that could tolerate her bullshit, meaning the typical platform a shitfuck runs to when their bank account's depleted of woke welfare. The View, MSNBC, CNN, podcasts with 7 listeners. Podcasts like something called Pretty Smart, where Jamel Hill claimed she wasn't given jobs based on sympathy. She was given jobs based on her talent. Watch for yourself.
They hired you because you're talented and you're good. They didn't hire you because of charity. Like, I didn't get to ESPN because they were like, you know what? Let's come, little black girl. We're going to uplift you, and you can be on this network, and we'll pay you money, and because this is our charitable season. No, they hired me because I could do a job and fill a need that they had. So because we're constantly underestimating what we bring to the table, we have a tendency to take less than what we're worth.
Look, I'm not taking anything away from Jamel Hill when it comes to writing anyway. Even though I don't agree with what she writes, Jamel Hill actually is a talented writer. She was hired by ESPN based on that talent. She was hired by The Atlantic based on that talent. But her 6-figure deal with Spotify to exclusively host her podcast that no one listens to? That was absolutely based on sympathy. Remember when Spotify signed Joe Rogan and Jamel Hill was complaining they wouldn't give that same money to a minority woman? She's the minority woman. But anyway, back to her table proper. This book received glowing reviews from A-list shitfucks. Gabe Union, husband of Dwayne Wade. He wrote, Jamel Hill's commitment to truth-telling is unparalleled, especially when she's exposing white supremacy. Truth-telling? Truth-telling? If that's the case, Jamel Hill is historic. She's the first person in history to be allergic to the truth, but still be able to tell it. She also received a glowing review from the Queen of Yenta, Sunny Hostin. Jamel Hill's a force. She's the voice of the voiceless. I'm proud to call her my exclusive bongo partner. Our duo is responsible for some legendary hits like White Supremacy Equals Illiteracy, What Is a Woman, and our biggest hit, Oscar Mayer. The mainstream media praising this book, they're praising this book like it's the new woke Bible. Jamel Hill is brave. This woman is courageous, inspiring, amazing, wonderful, beautiful. The media praise is unsurprising, but what do the people think? I mean, that's who really matters, right? The media is not buying this book. They're giving free copies, which with this book, so is everyone else. They can't give this thing away. Now, I have briefly mentioned the Amazon reviews of this classic work of fiction earlier this week. At that time, I don't know if it was Tuesday or Wednesday when we brought it up, but at that time, there were 23 reviews on Amazon. Over the last few days, after dozens of media appearances, Jamel Hill's actually gained some momentum. She has made it all the way to 24 reviews. 99% of these reviews were given by family members and employees of the publishing company. The one review given by a normal person, you know what he said? She should have titled this book Professional Victims for Dummies. But what about the rankings? Where does Jemele Hill rank on the charts? Well, on Amazon, she ranks inside the top 3,000, which is an amazing accomplishment. That's not the only good news. Smelly Jemele ranks inside the top 150 amongst memoirs and the top 20 in African-American biographies. I spent about 30 minutes this afternoon trying to find the number of copies sold. I went over to the Apple bookstore. Jemele Hill didn't make the charts. Checked the New York Times. Uncharted. I checked Kindle. I was finally able to find another ranking. Jemele Hill made the Kindle charts, ranking inside the top 50,000. She just barely made the top 50,000, though, edging out the autobiography of Alf to claim the final spot. So how many books were sold? I wish I could tell you, but she didn't sell enough to be measured. My guess, less than 1,000. You know, I find it amazing. People like Jemele Hill, Bomani Jones, they have the support of major mainstream media companies. Millions of dollars are spent promoting their garbage. Then you have someone like me. And look, this is still a small channel. The last 3 months, we averaged between 1.5 million views a month. But I spend $0 on marketing, $0 on promotion. My only advertising is you guys sharing the channel. Millions spent on them. No money spent here. Yet somehow, this audience is larger. Go look at Jemele Hill's YouTube channel. It's dead. She started her channel around the same time I did. This channel has 8 million more views. And don't even get me started with Bobo. It just goes to show you people are not buying into the bullshit. People don't like being lied to. They don't enjoy being preached to about myths and fantasies. Listening to some millionaire complain about their fake struggles. But anyway, let me know what you think. Jemele Hill spends months promoting this book. God knows how much money was spent promoting this garbage, and they can't give away free copies. Last I checked, that signed copy I told you guys about the other day she left at the San Francisco airport still hadn't been picked up and claimed. How does this woman still have a career in the media? How many times are you allowed to be a huge embarrassing failure? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.